Welcome everybody to our March council meeting. I'll declare the meeting open at 5:34 PM. I'd like to remind everybody that this meeting is being recorded. Shire of Three Springs acknowledges the traditional owners of this land, the Southern Yamatji people, and their continuing connection to land, water and community. We pay our respects to them and their cultures and to elders both past, present and emerging. Those present today are all councillors, our temporary CEO, our deputy CEO and our executive secretary, and we welcome our lovely ladies into the gallery today. Our response to previous public questions taken on notice, our public question time. Thank you Joy for sending in your letter of your multiple questions. How we have decided to tackle this is we don't have responses to every single thing, so you'll get your own response back and the and all the responses will go into the minutes of our meeting. And I think that will save a little bit of time rather than going through everything individually now. If there is a specific one that's high on your priority list, we may be able to tackle that. But I want to give you the most detailed response and I think that would be in the form of a letter later on. So is there one that's super important?
No, but I just do have one to ask now, which is, excuse me, I'll stand up and address you all. It might be pertinent to this weekend. At school today, I was asked by a school teacher that's been resident here for a long time, and she asked me if something happens this weekend with the cyclone and we have issues, where if her roof was blown off or something happened, where does she go to? She said she had no idea where. I said we have an emergency evacuation centre. She had no idea where that was. She didn't know where to find the information. So I think maybe we've had a, you know, in the Facebook page, we've had a thing from the Shire saying, telling everyone to, you know, put all their things away and do this. But maybe I think, but there's also not a lot of people on Facebook either. And I know a couple of years ago this came up, Heather asked, and I know Chris Lane said that she was going to put out notices and things, and most other places you have a sign which says evacuation centre or something like that, but there's no signage, there's no information about where that is.
Okay, thank you for that. We have been discussing today what our plans are and the information we need to get out. That's probably one of the most obvious things that we didn't discuss, but it's an obvious one, so we'll make sure that we get that information out, pop it up at the post office, stick it on the sign out the front. So our evacuation centre will be the hall.
Yeah. And it is activated on a needs basis as well.
But yes, I mean, obviously we can use the pavilion as well. It depends where the emergency is as to what the building will be. So, but yeah, for a cyclone, it will be the hall.
Can I add to that, please, too? I had somebody who spoke to me just after Christmas, and she had said that she knew about the fires either side of town before Christmas time, and she'd been watching the TV, and it was saying, you know, about getting prepared for fire and everything else, all of your stuff and that, and she said, who's going to come and get me? Who knows I'm here? So does the town have a list, or the police have a list of those elderly people who are vulnerable, who don't necessarily go to anything, but do we know where to go and get them from and take them to these places? Thank you.
Thank you. Through President, the hospital is working with the police at the present time on compiling a list of vulnerable people. We'll look at actually how we get information out about that so that anyone who wishes to be added to that list will have that opportunity to do so. But as we're speaking, they're working on that now.
I'd also like to think that we're a small enough community that we know our neighbours and we would know who needs. I would like to think.
In the event that the weather is so severe that it is quite unsafe for the general public, you should go and actually see these if these people need assistance. Who can be called upon to help?
I would think police would be able to.
Definitely the emergency services would be aware. We have protocols at St John as well, what we can attend to and what we can't attend to. And that's those directors have come out today for us, so we're navigating our way through that as well. But I'm pretty sure if there is a need to activate a local emergency management group within the next 2 days, I'm pretty sure that will be directed by Mark and staff, and there'll be key people involved in that to
so
start.
So how is the general public, those particularly who are not on Facebook, learn of such a thing that is being put in place? How would we get that information out to these people?
If we go on Red Alert, although it's not called Red Alert anymore, we've all changed our colour codings, but if we go on that system, if you're not on Facebook, I'm pretty sure you'll be on the radio, although it's... I was listening to that terrible, because ABC's on strike at the moment, so the person talking over in Victoria. I did hear them say that emergency warnings were still cutting, so you'll still get it through the radio. If we go into Red Alert, our community will let each other know.
But we'll also get services from out of town that will actually be assisting us, that will actually come in as well and assist us. So, so we've got, there's plenty of local emergency management organisations at Department of Communities. They will actually help us assist, like in getting a evacuation centre. They become heavily involved as well, so.
And if you are in trouble, call 000 and they will find police, SES, ambulance, whoever is necessary.
If you've got phone reception.
I know, but that's part of your preparation, isn't it? Making sure your phone is charged, making sure you've got batteries, making sure your radio works, that you've got torches, you've got all that kind of stuff.
And at the end, when it's safe, if we do go on red and we can't leave until it's all been given the all clear, we've been through this before with Cyclone Seroja. Once we've been given the all clear, that's when the shires and the police and the DFIS and whoever else needs to come in will come in, and our locals will be able to drive around and check. We can check on our neighbours, we can walk down the road and tap on someone's door. Are you okay? I think that's my way of thinking about it. And it's no different to when we went through Seroja. The Shire was door knocking the day later, and we did street by street, and we actually door knocked. We were given a list and we were door knocking to see if anyone needed a hand, and they were jotted down with contact details.
Was that everybody in town? Because nobody came to my door.
Well, I was on that side, so
no,
we're...
No, so I'm we're just saying, it's not everybody in town that got a door knock to see if they were okay. I didn't.
You didn't get it.
Nope.
Okay. Sorry, Chris.
The other thing that we're looking at doing is if in the event that we do lose phone coverage and we can't communicate with the outside world through text messaging, we are going to have somebody driving around with a loudspeaker broadcasting some sort of a message. But obviously that'll be once it's all cleared. And we don't know what the message is because we don't know what's going to happen.
But
that's what's going to happen if we lose phone connection totally.
But it's all right. The world's not ending.
No.
We've still got each other. You've got your own personal phone trees. It'll be okay.
You're getting prepared. And especially those people who've lived in cyclone areas know what the cyclone can do, the damage it can do, and the aftermath. So those ones who are in the know, try to prepare those ones that have never been through it. Because Seroja was virtually nothing.
I disagree.
Yeah. It was pretty much nothing compared to other.
I think town was very lucky to.
Depends very much where you were.
You know, oh
yeah, we were very much in it on the farm. You know. And in the surrounds, so I think Three Springs came off pretty lightly,
yeah,
but we definitely were hit very, very hard
yeah.
on the farm.
But thank you. You've given us an extra couple of dot points to discuss again this afternoon. We'll make sure that information is out and about.
Yeah.
Item 4, applications for leave of absence. Will anybody be missing for the April meeting on the 22nd of April? Will anybody require a leave of absence for the April meeting? Sorry, I didn't say that correctly. We're all good?
Good.
We may have.
Whoa, full council.
Full council, how exciting would that be? Confirmation of our previous minutes. I have a mover for the ordinary council meeting on the 25th of February. I'm happy to move that myself. And a seconder. Thank you, Councillor Emmer. No dissent. Pass that at 4-0. And for our special council meeting held on the 11th of March, can I have a mover for that, please? Thank you, Councillor Mutter. And a seconder, thank you, Councillor Connaughton. No dissent, we will pass that at 4-0. Announcements by presiding members, presiding person without discussion. Shire President reminds council members and staff of the requirements of section 5.65 of the Local Government Act to disclose any interest during the meeting prior to the matter being discussed. Members of the public are cautioned against taking any action on council decisions on items in which they may have an interest until such time as they may have seen a copy of the minutes of the meeting or have been advised in writing by the Shire of Three Springs staff. And I'd also like to acknowledge the recent passing of Ness Hogan, Heather Gibbons and John Trelaw. It's unfortunately been a very sad last month. Announcements and reports of elected members. I ask my fellow councillors to get into Tricia all the things that they have done during February, and I will send myself a reminder as well. Petitions, deputations, presentations and submissions. We've only had 3 of them today, so it's lovely we have no more. And on to item 10.1, the local government electoral reform, Walgreens advocacy. And the officer's recommendation is that council reviews the WALGA discussion paper on electoral reform and requests the CEO to finalise a submission responding to the questions and incorporating the council's views. Can I have a mover for that submission, please? Thank you, Councillor Connaughton. And a seconder for that motion? Thank you, Councillor Hennell. We did have a bit of a discussion about this at the end of our last meeting. I'll defer to Mark if you want to add anything to this.
Well, really it's an opportunity for the council to express their views or pros and cons to each of the options, the 2-year enrollment and also the compulsory voting. But in terms of the submission, the WALGA wants to know what the elected members think, which I'm happy to write up, obviously, and but it's very much your views that need to be expressed.
So I feel like we were in agreement at the last meeting that we didn't like all in or all out, the 4-year terms. We liked the split, and we weren't in favour of the compulsory voting either. Am I correct in what I took away from the last meeting?
As far as I'm concerned, yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. Excellent. Continuity.
Yeah,
we don't want to do the 4-year, we want to do the split, spill. still and have continuity with councillors and knowledge held. I think that's really important.
I feel now we've got three new councillors coming in that they need those of us who've been in for a little while to give them that guidance to have a... And you'd never get everybody out at the same time unless we get told to all go. But I think it's, this is a much better way to ensure that...
Never say never.
..function continues. Happy with that. Oh, better vote for that, hey. So, all those in favour of that recommendation, we'll have a show of hands, please. Pass that at 4-0. My apologies. Item 10.2, the appointment of independent members to the Audit Committee. So the officer's recommendation is that council requests the Chief Executive Officer to conduct an expression of interest process for an independent presiding member for the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee. Trish, can we get rid of the D on and in between process for an independent? We just want an independent.
Yes.
Thank you. Review and update the terms of reference of the Audit Committee and provide a report to the April 2026 Ordinary Council meeting. Thank you, Councillor Mather, for moving that. And I'm happy to second that. Councillor Mather, would you like to speak to that? I'm quite comfortable. Mark, do you have anything in addition that you'd wish to...
No, I think it's the most transparent way of doing it, and we will approach the people that are on the Welga panel and invite them also to express any expression of interest if they are. I have had an approach from one other neighbour who was interested in potentially sharing someone, but that could equally be worked into the options that we'll bring back to you in April.
Wonderful. All right, all those in favour? Carried at 4-0. Item 10.3, the mid-year budget review. Officers' recommendation is that council adopt the budget review for the period 1st July 2025 to 30th of December 2025 as per the projected figures indicated in the budget review reports, and that the 2025-26 budget be amended as follows. I won't read all the figures out. Suffice to say, rates are going to be decreased, grants, subsidies and contributions are decreased, fees and charges are increased, profit on disposal of asset is decreased, other revenue is slightly increased, employee costs are decreased, materials and contracts are decreased, utility charges are increased, surprise, surprise, depreciation is increased, insurance expenses are increased, other expenditure is decreased, capital grants, subsidies and contributions are decreased, capital expenditure on land and buildings is decreased, plant and equipment is decreased, infrastructure assets on our roads, parks and ovals are decreased, and the surplus carried forward will also be decreased. Can I have a mover for that motion, please? I'm happy to move that, actually. And can I have a seconder for that? Thank you, Councillor Connaughton. I will hand over to Chris to give us a little bit more info.
Okay. It looks quite significant in the fact that capital grants are decreased by a certain amount. However, one of our road projects is going to carry over into next year. We also had $1,900,000 that we were looking to get a grant for Duffy's store. That's obviously not going to happen, so that will carry over to next year as well. So anything that's that potentially could be carried over is also included this. It's not just reduction of expenses this year and increased expenses this year, it's what is also going to be carried over. So with the land and buildings, you can see that we've got 1.6 million decrease. That stuffy store, that is also...
Pavilion,
I did carry it over. Yeah. We are hoping to get it done this year, but whether we do or not, because of football season, it's so close to starting. Roads, we have a road grant that won't happen this year, so that's almost $1 million. That's going to show, that's why that's decreased. So it looks like there's a lot of things not happening, but they will happen eventually. It's just the timing is wrong this year. I have got a huge list of explanation for all of them, so if there's anything that you want to know in particular about a certain project, why I've included or haven't included it, please do let me know. Okay.
Will we get a breakdown of this budget in a little bit more detail?
As in?
A breakdown of all the figures on which projects and...
Yep, there was one sent out, a budget amendments.
Oh, okay.
So that was attachment in your attachment book.
Yep, try it.
And separate to the attachment book as well.
Yeah. So it's a 6-7 page document.
Because it's like it normally is, if you want an A3 so you can see it all.
Look at it and write on it.
Yeah. We can... Christina, but Jenny and I,
one
of you two both would like an A3 version.
Would like one.
We can get one. Excellent.
So if we make all these amendments, at the moment we're looking at a surplus of 1.1 getting carried over to next financial year. That's going to increase, I can almost guarantee it, because we always get a FAGS advance, but I can't factor that in because this year, for some bizarre reason, they may decide not to do it. So we'll probably be looking at about a $3 million carryover to the next financial year.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Chris, are there any further questions?
I'm good.
Once you've had a chance to have a look, have a chat.
I've had a look, but yeah, just on it. Print it out would be easier to go through it and write on it. And...
If there's no dissent, we will pass that at 4 mil. Item 10.4, the monthly financial report for the period to the 28th of February 2026. And the officer's recommendation is that council accepts the monthly financial report for the period ending 28th of February 2026. Can I have a mover for that, please? Thank you, Councillor Thompson. And a seconder. Thank you, Councillor Mutter. Are there any questions from the financial report? There's no dissent. We'll pass that at 4-0. Item 10.5, accounts for payments till the 28th of February. So I'm going to trip over the numbers. Officer's recommendation is that council accept accounts for payments as presented in January to the total of $208,058.80. And checks and licensing fund as listed there, which again I won't read. So total payments for February were $235,887.30, which is a lot less than the total payments for my business in February. Can I have a mover for that, please? Thank you, Councillor Enor. And thank you, Councillor Mutter. Are there any questions? Yes, Councillor.
We've got a couple of overdue debtors for more than 90 days, a couple of big bills.
Yeah,
what are they for? I've got two here that are fairly...
Yeah, Watercorp is one. That's actually quite a large amount. We are chasing them up. They've been drawing a lot of water down from our standpipe and unsure why they're not paying it, because we certainly pay them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But that was a big drawdown because the pipelines were broken between us and a neighbouring town, and they were carting water to that town.
Any further questions? There's no dissent. We'll cast that at 4-0. Motions of which previous notice has been given is nil. Business of an urgent nature introduced by decision of our meeting by elected members is nil, and by staff is nil. Questions by members without notice is nil. Questions by members of which due notice has been given is nil. Our next ordinary council meeting will be held on Wednesday the 22nd of April at 5:30 p.m. where hopefully we will have seven councillors in attendance and a bit of a celebration. There are no confidential items and there being no further business, I declare the meeting closed at 5:59 p.m. Thank you all for your attendance. Thank you very much. Oh, can we turn the recording off?